performed the refueling according to my instructions.
We did, though it took considerable effort.
The Empire looks kindly on those who cooperate in such matters.
And I look forward to whatever kindness you're willing to dole out, Governor. But you should know that the ship is assailable. My workers and the stormtroopers here are more than willing to take the crew head-on.
No, Administrator, Tarkin said in a way that brooked no argument. You mustn't raise any suspicions. What's more, the people aboard that ship have had plenty of time to prepare for this. You and your workers would be killed.
If you say so, Governor.
I do say so. Have you a recording of the Commander? The Findian nodded his huge, snub-nosed head.
Transmitting it now.
Tarkin squinted at the hologram that appeared alongside the holopresence of the Facility Administrator. Dressed in an Imperial uniform, the man was tall and lean, with thick red hair and a raised scar on his left cheek that ran from the corner of a full mouth to a bionic eye, not unlike the one worn by Vice Admiral Screed.
His code cylinder identified him as Commander LaSalle.
One moment, Administrator, Tarkin said, stepping out of cam range and turning to the nearest specialist in the command post. Run the hologram through the roster database. If indeed there is a Commander LaSalle, find out where he is currently deployed. Yes, sir, the specialist said. Tarkin moved back into view of the holocam. You were saying, Administrator?
Only that LaSalle's rank plaque insignia and command cap disc looked legitimate.
Tarkin wasn't surprised. With all the shipjackers had already accomplished, forging command cylinder codes and insignias must have been child's play. Sir, the specialist said from his station, the roster shows a Commander Abel LaSalle deployed aboard the Star Destroyer Sovereign, currently docked at Fondor. But the likenesses don't match up the way they should. Shall I contact the Sovereign? Tarkin shook his head. That won't be necessary. The words had scarcely left his mouth when a starfighter signals officer entered in a rush. Governor Tarkin, Lord Vader requests that you join him in the bay soonest. Tarkin ended the duplex transmission and hurried through the hatch and across the deck to where a yellow and grey V-wing was powering up. The canopy was open and a red astromech occupied a socket aft of the cockpit. Vader's black Eta II warmed nearby. Catching sight of Tarkin, the Dark Lord grabbed a flight helmet and life support chest pack and carried them to him.
Highly recommended, Vader said, handing over the gear.
Tarkin began to slip into the chest pack.
It seems your calculations were correct, Governor.
Yes, but coming all this way had to be a stretch for them. There's good reason to suspect that they did, in fact, refuel before launching from Mercana.
Then someone may have warned them away from Chromas.
A point worth considering, Tarkin said. In addition, they've betrayed themselves in other ways. Not only are they conversant with the Carrion Spike's instruments, they are also well acquainted with Imperial procedure. The self-styled commander looks every bit an officer, and he used code cylinders to requisition the fuel cells. He looked up at Vader. Some of the Empire's own?
The Emperor has limited patience for puzzles, Governor. Whoever they are, we need to put an end to their game.
The tanker orbited above hospitable Findar. A lengthy cylinder of unshielded alloy, the enormous station's aft bridge was elevated above a trapezoid of shielding that protected a quartet of sublight engines and the generic hyperdrive. Pressurized radioactive gas, liquid metal, and composites were housed in proprietary sections. Extravehicular droids of several varieties carried out refueling operations by installing fresh fuel cells in starships and removing and transporting spent cells to storage bins anchored along the tanker's starboard side. The Carrion Spike was still umbilicaled to the station, its bow facing the huge tanker's trapezoidal stern, as Teller hastened through the docking ring airlock and into the main cabin.
"Retract the transfer tube and get us out of here," he shouted toward the command cabin.
"Trouble?" Honora asked, leaping from her chair. Teller shook his head while he peeled the scar from his cheek and the fake implant from his left eye.
"That's the problem. Everything went way too smoothly. The Findian didn't question anything. Didn't even ask about the ship or the special fuel cells.
You said yourself we're just another corvette out here,
Honora said. Not up close, we're not. Hearing the segmented umbilical retract into the hull, Teller hurried for the command cabin, Honora right on his heels.
Easing us away,
Salix said from the captain's chair. The corvette lurched slightly as maneuvering jets separated it from the tanker. Teller moved to the forward viewports to sweep his gaze over local space.
What are you looking for?
Artos asked from one of the other chairs. I won't know till I see it, Teller started to say when Carla cut him off.
Ship reverting rimward.
He paused to study the sensors.
Imperial escort carrier, on screen.
Teller, Honora, Hask, and Artos crowded behind Carla's chair as an image resolved of a boxy vessel with a curved upper hull and a flat ventral one. Aft, the hull extended over the carrier's engines.
Transponder signature identifies it as the Goliath,
Carla continued,
capable of carrying a wing of starfighters, armed with 10 tame and back H-8s and the Krupex missile delivery system. Not much in the way of shields.
I'm not interested in testing its metal, Teller said.
It could be here simply to refuel,
Artos said, sounding unconvinced. Abruptly, the escort vanished from the screen.
Where'd it go?
Honora asked. And just as abruptly, the escort reappeared, now visible through the forward viewports.
Microjump,
Carla said.
And deploying starfighters.
Teller watched as starfighters dropped from the escort's deployment chute.
V-wings, led by an Eta II Actis. Bets on who's piloting the black one,
Hask said. Honora was shaking her head in dismay.
How did they know?
Teller's dark eyes were wide with surprise. Darkin may have figured if he could scare us away from